Disney heiress, Democrat mega donor fears for her party's future. "We have no leverage, no uniting message." By Paul Bois on April 8, 2025. Abigail Disney, the far-left heiress of Hollywood royalty, issued a call to activism as she feared for the Democratic Party's future. In a lengthy interview with The Guardian, Abigail Disney said people taking to the streets, as so many did throughout the country this past weekend, will prove fruitless without a unifying message, something she said Democrats struggle to find. "We could all show up on the streets. But what would be the uniting message? The chaos is deliberate, it's meant to give us too much to handle. Do we go out there about the environment? Do we go out there about DEI, diversity, equality and inclusion policies? Do we go out there about gay rights, about women's rights?" she asked. "You know, the difficulty of being progressive is that it's difficult to unite everybody around a single issue. So most of the progressives I know are trying to figure that out. And even if we did go out on the streets, what is our leverage? We have none," she added. By leverage, Abigail Disney admitted that Democrats have little political or cultural power at the moment. "Well, we, Democrats, have a minority in the House and the Senate. We have a cabinet that is so radical. And they are lining the government with people who are beyond radical, and there is no place where we can exercise visible dissent, we're being shut out. And the way of communicating has completely changed. An op-ed in the New York Times isn't going to change things," she said. Abigail Disney did, however, express hope that voters who pulled the lever for Trump will come to regret their decision. Disney is at pains to talk about the necessity of slow and arduous work, building opposition from the grassroots up, which will be helped, she says, by the fact that Trump and his cronies will sooner or later hit no end of problems. "I think that there's going to be some turning, and in the meantime we have to really work on building institutions. Black associations, neighborhood associations, PTAs, we need to do the work of rebuilding those spaces. We need the basis of a really vibrant progressive society. We let it die," she said. In the meantime, she touted socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, as the future. "We need Bernie barnstorming," she said. "We need OC barnstorming. We need, you know, the people we have that are greeted as authentic in the real world. Not focus groups, to go out and be authentic with their passion and their smarts about where to go from here." As Breitbart News reported last year, Abigail Disney famously helped to oust former President Joe Biden from the 2024 race by halting donations until he dropped out following his disastrous debate against Trump. "This is realism, not disrespect. Biden is a good man and has served his country admirably, but the stakes are far too high," she said. "If Biden does not step down, the Democrats will lose. Of that I am absolutely certain. The consequences for the loss will be genuinely dire." Biden later dropped from the race and endorsed his then-Vice President Kamala Harris to run. She lost to Trump in the popular vote and the Electoral College. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.